Ever get the feeling that a painting's holding back a secret? Like there's something more just below the surface. That's what we're diving into today. The mystery of Gustave Courbet's L'Origine du Monde.
A painting that never stops fascinating or provoking, even after 150 years.
Yeah, and that's saying something, because at first glance, L'Origine du Monde, which translates to the origin of the world, it seems pretty straightforward, right? It's a nude torso, but you're right, it's caused so much debate. So we're going to unpack all of that. How it came to be, who might have been the model, and how it became this controversial artwork.
And what I find fascinating is that L'Origine du Monde really reveals so much about the time in which it was created, those changing views on art and the human body, and what a woman's place in society was.
Exactly. So let's start with that mystery that you mentioned about the model's identity. For decades, art historians were pretty set on it being Joanna Heffernan, a frequent model for Courbet.
And not just any model. She was also the lover of James Whistler, who was another artist at the time. And, well, let's just say that Courbet and Whistler weren't exactly the best of friends.
Yeah, love triangle and a masterpiece.
Well,
what a story. Courbet even painted Heffernan in several other pieces around that same time. The most well-known is probably the Jo La Belle Irlandaise series, or in English Jo, the beautiful Irish woman. And some experts think this whole supposed affair and the painting that may or may not have come from it could be why Courbet and Whistler had a falling out.
It's definitely a theory that holds water. But then in 2013, a new piece of the puzzle popped up. An art expert said they found the missing top part to L'Origine du Monde. And if they're right, it points to a totally different model. Constance Quenu.
Who's Constance Quenu?
She was a dancer with the Paris Opera, and get this, she was the mistress of the man who commissioned L'Origine du Monde, Khalil Bey, who was an Ottoman diplomat living in Paris.
Now that's an interesting plot twist. So was this like a scandalous portrait of his lover?
It's possible, and some of the analysis of both of the painting's styles seems to back that up. But of course, there is a catch. The Musée d'Orsay in Paris, which is where L'Origine du Monde is on display now, doesn't agree. They don't think the painting was ever part of a larger piece.
So it's like art imitating life, imitating a soap opera.
Yeah, you could say that. To make it even more complicated, although we have documents that linked Constance Quenu to the painting. Khalil Bey was known to have another mistress as well, Marianne de Tourbe. So even with the new discoveries, the model's still a mystery.
A mystery that's fueled plenty of speculation, I bet. But even if we knew without a doubt who she was, it brings up a bigger question, doesn't it? How does knowing or not knowing her name change how we look at L'Origine du Monde?
And that's what makes this whole debate so interesting. Was Courbet painting a specific woman with all her own little details and experiences? Or was he going for something more symbolic, something universal, a representation of femininity, maybe sensuality, or even just the human body on its own?
And does knowing she was a dancer or maybe a mistress add another layer to it all? Does it make us question our ideas about who gets remembered in art and how?
It definitely makes you think about how we see the work, doesn't it? This idea that the model's place in society could change how we look at the painting itself. And it makes you wonder about L'Origine du Monde's journey, how it went from this private commission to one of the most talked about paintings ever.
Right. And speaking of its journey, this painting has had quite the trip through the art world.
It really has. From people's private collections to being smuggled across country lines, L'Origine du Monde has seen a lot.
So let's go back to 19th century Paris, where it all began. What can you tell us about the man who commissioned it, Khalil Bey?
He was a fascinating guy. As an Ottoman diplomat living in Paris, he was kind of stuck between two worlds. And you can see that in the art he collected, it was this mix of Eastern and Western tastes with a thing for erotic art.
I read that he owned some other famous pieces like Ingres the Turkish Bath, so it's not like he was afraid of a little scandal.
Exactly. He was a collector who appreciated beauty in every form, even the ones people thought were controversial. And Khalil Bey actually met Courbet through a mutual friend, the writer Charles-Augustin Sainte-Pavé, and that's how he ended up commissioning L'Origine du Monde.
I can only imagine how those conversations went. So about this painting.
I bet they were pretty entertaining, but it just goes to show that even though the painting was seen as scandalous, it was created in a very specific context, a time and a place where these conversations about art, sexuality, and the human body were happening, even if it was behind closed doors.
This is a good point that art doesn't just exist on its own. It's always a product of its time, even when it's pushing the limits.
Absolutely. And speaking of pushing limits, L'Origine du Monde definitely ruffled some feathers. This wasn't the kind of painting you just hung up in your living room.
More like tucked away in a secret room.
Exactly. For years after Khalil Bey died, the painting was passed around between different collectors, almost like a hidden treasure that was too scandalous to show off in public. There's a really great story about the writer Edmond de Goncourt that shows just what I mean.
Oh, tell me more.
So picture this: Goncourt walks into an antique shop in 1889, and he sees this beautiful landscape painting snow-capped mountains, this clear lake, very pretty, but something about it seemed off to him.
Okay, I'm hooked.
He takes a closer look, and he realizes that behind this normal landscape, hidden under a fake backing, is Roger du Monde.
Well, you can't make this stuff up. It's like something out of a spy movie.
I know, right? But this whole secret life of Roger du Monde didn't last forever. It eventually made its way out into the open, but not without more drama. And this time, it was global.
You're talking about World War II.
Exactly. During the war, Roger du Monde was looted by Soviet troops, which just added another chapter to its crazy story.
It just goes to show that art often gets caught in the middle of bigger conflicts. What happened to it after it was looted?
It was eventually ransomed back by its owner at the time, this Hungarian collector named Baron Ferenc Hatvany. But when the war was over and the Iron Curtain came down, Hatvany was in a tough spot.
Because he was in Hungary, which is about to become communist.
Right. So as he was getting out of Hungary, they said he could only take one piece of art with him. And guess which one he chose?
L'Origine du Monde?
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to smuggle a painting like that across borders at a time like that?
Sounds incredibly risky. He must have thought it was extremely valuable as art, and probably financially, too.
Oh, absolutely. And luckily for us, he managed to do it. L'Origine du Monde made it back to Paris, where it eventually ended up at the Musée d'Orsay for good.
It seems like this painting just can't escape controversy. But that's what makes it so interesting, right? It forces us to think about our own views on art, the human body, and what we consider okay, even today.
It does feel like controversy just follows it everywhere it goes.
Yeah.
But I agree, that's what makes it so captivating. It makes us think about art, the body, what's acceptable, even now.
It's true. It still has that ability to make people uncomfortable. So let's get into that a little bit, the controversy, the legacy. Why do you think L'Origine du Monde still causes such a stir, even in the 21st century? Well, to understand what kind of impact it had, we have to think about the art world that Courbet was shaking up. This was 19th century France, and the art scene was completely controlled by the French Academy. They decided what was tasteful, what should be displayed, and let's just say realism wasn't really their thing.
So they preferred things to be more idealized, more romantic.
Exactly. Think big historical scenes, mythological creatures. And yeah, they had nudes, but they were always done in a very specific way. They were supposed to be allegorical, supposed to represent these high-minded ideas of beauty or purity, not like real people, you know?
And then Courbet comes along with his down-to-earth realism, holding a mirror up to society. It's no wonder he caused such a scene.
He was challenging the entire art establishment, and L'Origine du Monde was seen as, like, the ultimate no-no. It wasn't even that it showed a naked woman. It was that it showed it so realistically. This wasn't some goddess or nymph. It was a real body. And that was really unsettling for a lot of people back then.
Especially in a society that was dealing with all these changing social rules and the role of women. It's like Courbet was tapping into these anxieties and putting them out there for everyone to see.
Exactly. And that's why, even though some people thought it was scandalous, a lot of people connected with it too. Here was this artist who wasn't afraid to show the world how it was, even the parts that made people squirm.
Yeah.
And that conversation about what's okay to show and what's taboo is one we're still having now, isn't it? That's it. Just think about all the stuff about censorship, body image, and how women are shown in the media and art.
It's almost as Courbet was way ahead of his time, in a way, predicting all these arguments we're having about art censorship and the human body in the digital age. I wonder what he would think of the internet. But speaking of Courbet being ahead of his time, it's wild to think how influential L'Origine du Monde has been for artists for generations.
Yeah, L'Origine du Monde has had a big impact on the art world. Artists seem to see it as a challenge, you know? Like, how can they reinterpret it? How can they respond to it or even flip its message on its head?
Could you give us some examples?
Of course. Take Marcel Duchamp, for example.
Yeah.
One of the guys who really pioneered conceptual art. His later piece, Etant Donné, which he worked on in secret for 20 years, is a really good example. It also shows a nude woman, but it's presented in this kind of voyeuristic way. You see her through this peephole. Some people think it's like a satirical response to L'Origine du Monde, that it's challenging that male gaze that you see in Courbet's painting.
It's almost like Duchamp is saying, you want to look? Okay, but let's think about what looking actually means. It's so cool how one piece of art can start this domino effect. Are there other artists who've engaged with L'Origine du Monde in interesting ways?
There are tons, but one that comes to mind is Orlan, the French feminist artist. A lot of her work is about how women's bodies are portrayed, and she tackles that male gaze in L'Origine du Monde head-on in her piece L'Origine de la Guerre. It's like the title suggests, she totally flips the script and shows a naked man instead. It's a powerful statement about who gets to be the subject and who gets to be the object in art, and how those roles are often decided by gender.
It does make you remember that art's not this fixed thing. It's constantly changing, always starting new conversations. And I can't forget about that performance art piece last year, where those two women spray-painted Me Too on L'Origine du Monde at the Centre Pompidou Metz.
Yeah, that definitely caused a scene. It was a protest, obviously organized by Deborah de Robertis, to speak out against how artists are taken advantage of and how women's bodies are still treated like objects. But it also showed how, even after all these years, L'Origine du Monde still has the power to start these important conversations about gender, how women are portrayed, and how we see the female body.
It reminds us that art's not stuck in museums and galleries. It's out in the world, reflecting and shaping our conversations about the stuff that matters.
And that's why a painting like L'Origine du Monde is so crucial, even if it makes us a little uncomfortable. It pushes us to really think, to question what we believe, and to have these essential discussions about art, society, and ourselves.
You've given us so much to think about today, from trying to figure out who's in it to the lasting impact it's had. L'Origine du Monde shows how powerful art can be to challenge us, to make us think, and to spark our imaginations. And you know what? After hearing all this, I think I'm going to have to see this infamous masterpiece for myself.
That's really the best way to experience any piece of art, especially one that's caused as much debate as L'Origine du Monde. Go check it out, decide what you think, and don't be afraid to keep talking about it.
I totally agree. And if you ever find yourself wondering about the mysteries of art history or anything else that gets you curious, remember, the Deep Dive is here to guide you. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and as always, thanks for diving in with us.